What if I told you there's one thing you could address that would help your music career grow faster and it would help it last much longer? What if I told you that's not going to cost you a ton of money and it's not going to be something you need to go out and buy or a skill you need to work on, but it's something inside your head? Today, we're going to talk about egos and how they can affect your music career. And really, the main message here is that ego got to go. Let's have a think on that.
Hello, and welcome to the 145 Rural Podcast, where we are here to strengthen music careers and communities one song at a time. And now, here's your host, Jacob Wing. Yay!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to today's episode. Today is a really quick one, but a very, very vital and important one that we need to discuss, and it's all about the ego. And you'll walk away with some great pointers, and I promise you, if you go deep into this, there's a whole different mindset you'll take away from this, so let's just get right into it. And we all know what an ego is. We've all been driven by, you know, that part of us that says we want to be the best, we're great and others aren't, you know, we're better than everybody around us, or you know that person that is just, you know, almost narcissistic and, you know, they're completely driven by their ego. Nobody's as good as them. They'll tell you exactly why they're the best, and it pushes you away, or you could be the same person pushing others away from you. Now, when we talk about music and what we're doing here, trying to build a career or do something with music, the entire point of that is that music is all about making connections with others. So if ego is the thing that's driving others away, or it's a reason for people not to support you or want to see you succeed or even enjoy your music, then it really is something that we have to talk about and be honest with ourselves and address. Now, as we're talking about, the first thing we have to talk about, of course, is with the ego or having an ego. You just have to admit, first and foremost, you have one. And that is part of being human. And that's okay. We all have some sort of ego. We all have that thing on the inside that tells us we're the best or why we should be, you know, further along or have more money or be more loved by the people around us, because we have that ego inside us. And that's just something that's part of who we are as humans. But the sooner that you can just acknowledge that and you decide today I'm going to do something about that, or even the further we go into this, there's going to be things that you can take away from this and just change your mindset a little bit. You'll find yourself not having that ego flowing outside of you and being disgusted with yourself later when you look back on things. And of course, you'll see your career grow faster and more resilient. It'll last longer, all these sort of things just from doing these kind of things. But the thing with music and how you see it manifest is a couple different ways when somebody has too much ego. And you, like I said, there's a lot of us that can check off that we've been there. Not wanting to work with certain people just because they're not as good as you or they're not going to add something to you. That could be an ego thing, and that's fine. You just have to know that if you're pushing people away and you're not making that connection, or, you know, that stuff starts to come back to haunt you. If you start isolating yourself, again, this is all about making connections. You're working in the wrong direction. And if your ego is just keeps feeding into that, this needs to be about me. This needs to be all about what I'm doing and how I'm great and putting me in the forefront and not building something with other people around you and, you know, having people buy into what you're doing because of your ego, there's a huge, huge harm. Another way it shows up is that, especially in this modern age, we need numbers. Numbers validate who we are and what we do. And a big part of your ego is just validation in itself. And it's really easy to start going down that rabbit hole of paying for validation. It's really easy to start going into, you know, paying for Spotify plays. It's really easy to start going down to pay for likes or Instagram numbers or TikTok numbers or, you know, all those kind of things. It's a very dark path. And we'll talk about this later and maybe a different video, but or a different podcast, but it's a very, very dark path to go down. And it really, you find yourself spending a ton of money. Yes, you have these numbers. Yes, it looks like you're having this great success. But then when it comes to actually reaping the rewards of that success, you know, booking bigger shows, playing to larger clubs, they're not going to buy tickets because bots were everything behind that. you know, those numbers aren't going to buy merch. They're not going to support you. You're going to have no money because you have nothing behind what you've done. Just some numbers saying that somebody somewhere listened to this, maybe. And that's just ego. We need to feel like we're part of this. And especially when we're seeing these gaudy numbers everywhere around us, it's easy to feel like we're less significant and we're just fading into the background and we're not as good as somebody else or whatever it may be. But the numbers, chasing those numbers, no. Yes, you don't want to be that person. You don't want to go down that. I promise you. But that's all driven by ego. The whole end result of this, the whole where you want to be in the end, is you just want to be to a point where you're happy when you do something with, you know, your growth or with what you're doing. You know, whatever task it is, whatever thing that you're taking on now, whether it be a new release for a song, recording that song, playing each show, you just want to be happy with what you're doing there and not being, you know, upset that it wasn't as good or I did this wrong. And there's this great thing where we start talking about ego. And this is some stuff I learned from, of course, watching a couple of TED Talks. There's a great one that I'm going to link below from Craig Manning. And he does this great talk about how ego is all mental and how it affects things. But he does this great thing where he talks about how our egos come from the future. And if you could start to think of that mentality, I think it's pure genius the way he phrased this. Our ego and comes from the future, and fear itself comes from the future. And what does that mean? Well, if you think about it, every time that you start thinking about why you're not going to do something, it's because you're afraid to do it, you know, and you have that fear builds up of, I don't want to look foolish. I don't want to go out and play shows. I don't want to go, you know, play my instrument with other people because I'm going to be embarrassed. They're going to know how bad I am. I'm going to make a mistake, you know. But the thing is, none of those have happened yet. Those are all things that could happen in the future, or they're going to happen. And, you know, you're just afraid that it's going to happen, and you just, it's something that holds you back. And if you start to look at it as your ego is the one that doesn't want to deal with that, it wants to be praised. Your ego wants to be validated more than anything. Of course, that's the second time we brought up validation, but that's just what it is. It wants to be acknowledged. It wants praise. It wants to know that it's great at what it does and you're super great at what you do. But the more that you can see this as your ego just driving you to not do things, to not make those connections, to not try things.
Hi there, and welcome to the ad break. We're just going to take a moment to let everybody know about our community of growing members. And if you'd like to be a part of that, just look at the info below and there will be a click there for an email sign up to join in and get your voice heard. As well as if you're enjoying this content, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/145world. There you can join any of our groups. And you can add to the discussion of what topics we will choose that will help you and hopefully future members of our groups, as well as join monthly Q&As and other such benefits. Again, that's patreon.com/145world, and we look forward to seeing you there. Now, back to that regularly scheduled episode and enjoy that content. Thanks again.
In that same talk, he really goes deep into talking about those with big egos and narcissists. I'm sure you can point this out at somebody in your head, people you've met. Those people, excuse me, those people have two kind of goals. They have goals that are easy for them to accomplish because it makes them feel good. It gives them that validation. And then they have a second set of goals, which are just completely impossible. You know, they're going to be the best. They're going to be a rock star. They're going to take on the world. They're going to make millions and millions of dollars. They're going to be famous, you know, but there's a very little in between. And what he found it between, like with successful, you know, musicians, business people, athletes, those that were able to be humble and lose the ego when they were successful, were very task oriented. So instead of just having the easy ones and the huge things that are just not realistic or attainable, those who had less ego and had this task oriented mindset were able to just say, I'm going to work on this today. I'm going to get better at this today. I need to get, you know, give themselves little goals that, yes, would pull them out of their comfort zone, but just a little, but it was something they could achieve, and they just keep going there. Even when they were having successes and things were going great, it was always the next thing of, okay, that was wonderful. That was great. What do I need to do to get better? What's the next thing I can take on to address, you know, what didn't work? For musicians, we do this all the time. You know, we make mistakes at every show, every practice, every time we perform. There's always something that we're like, okay, that was great, but maybe if I rehearse this a little bit better, maybe if I add a little more, you know, work on my scales and the parts where they're improvised, I get better at that. You know, all those kind of things where you're just taking on a little task here and there. And that leads to, like I said, your career growing faster because you're not so focused on what you're not going to do or what you're not achieving, but you're just focused on what's that next thing in front of me to get better. And you're taking on that next task. You've always got that next foot moving out in front of the other. And that's what leads to, like I said, a longer career. The more that you have this mindset of stop focusing on the future and those things that might happen and what can I can control today and just being okay with the mistakes I made and the problems and the things that went wrong, but what do I learn from? How do I get better? What's the next skill I can improve to not have that happen? And once you start taking on that mindset and having all that, you know, push that stuff out of there and you take in that humility of it, that's what just kind of comes with this. You aren't the greatest thing in the world. You always have something to work on. You're in that learning mindset and you're able to see the others around you on that same journey. You know, you're not saying why you're better than them. You're seeing them trying to learn and where they're at trying to get better. And you appreciate that. And you can give them pointers because maybe you've been there or you can identify somebody that's where you're at, but because they have that same mindset, you know, they don't have that ego of I'm not talking to you, you're not on my level. It's, hey, sure, let's sit down and talk a little bit. And here's what you can avoid. And here's how you can get this. And here's how you can get better without having to go through all the things that I went through. Those are such huge wins. And it all comes from getting rid of the ego, killing off your ego. And all that is going to make things go so much faster, so much better. So that's a huge thing I just want to take away from today is that we all have an ego and that's okay, but we just need to be aware of what it is, what feeds that ego. Like we said, if you just started that mindset of the future is what's giving this fear, things in the future that feeds into my ego of I'm not going to be good enough. I'm not going to be, you know, things are going to go wrong, whatever it may be. I'm just going to talk about why I'm great or what I'm going to do in the future, but not really actually do the work to get there. Go to a more task-oriented mindset, and I promise you're going to start seeing much bigger wins, much quicker wins. And like I said, you're going to find more sustainability instead of these huge up and downs of I did something great, nothing's happening. You know, you're going to start to level off where it's just this gradual build going forward, going up that hill. You're seeing wins after wins after wins, and you know the lows aren't so low anymore. So that's all there is for today. That's all we really wanted to go over. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And if you guys have any input on that, please share it in the comments. You've been sharing so many great comments, so much great insight from everybody. Thank you so much. Keep it up. And if you get a chance, press the subscribe, give us a like, all that kind of good stuff. And we'll see you on that next one. Bye.